Hey guys, this is John from Walton's and welcome to another episode of the Meatgistics podcast. Once again, we're going to give you some of our interviews from down at AMP. It was in OKC this year. We headed down there and got lucky enough to talk to a few of the winners of the Cured Meat Championships. First person you're going to hear us talk to is Dan from Louisiana Craft Butchers. Dan and I spoke the night before for a long time, and this is a very knowledgeable gentleman. He entered in and won the grand prize for andouille. Nobody in the room seemed terribly surprised that he won that. Guy knows a lot of stuff. We're hoping to get him on the podcast in the future, specifically to talk about some kosher stuff. He's really knowledgeable in that. So I hope you enjoy that conversation. Then we've got Dennis from Den's Country Meats in Nebraska. And we've got Danny from Tulare. They're out in California. These two guys cleaned up in the Cured Meat Championships. I mean, it seemed like every other category, one of them was either winning Grand Champion, Reserve Grand Champion. I believe they won 9 and 7 awards respectively. A lot of knowledge, a lot of passion in those two guys and Cured Meat. Awesome conversation. Hope you guys enjoy.
Hey guys, this is John with Walton's. I'm here with Dan with Louisiana Craft Butchers. Dan, what'd you win?
We won Grand Champion andouille.
Number one. Now, that accent sounds like andouille is kind of a specialty, huh?
Oh, well, in Louisiana, South Louisiana, andouille is kind of the king of the sausage. I mean, we are very proud of it, and we're very serious about our food down there and this and that. So we're glad to bring us home to Louisiana.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. You and I were having a quick conversation last night about kosher. We'd love to get you on the podcast.
We'll do it.
Yep. Sounds good. We will get that. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Hey, guys. This is John with the Meatgistics podcast. We are down at AMP in OKC. We just finished the Cured Meat Championship, and we have two runaway winners. These guys dominated the entire thing. I don't think there was a single category, at least one of their names weren't called. We've got Dennis Sharp from Den's Country Meats, and we've got Danny Mendes from Tulare Meat and Locker. They are in Tulare, California. Den's is in Table Rock, Nebraska. So you guys obviously know what you're doing. I mean, you were up against some of the stiffest, best competition around, and you clearly walked away with the blue ribbon. I mean, maybe not best in show, but number of wins, no one else even came close. Can you talk a little bit about some of the favorite ones that you did today?
So I ended up bringing 25 products this year. You don't normally only bring about 10, 11, something like that. I haven't run and won in recent years, but this year we really put our heart into it. We've spent the last 2 weeks developing these things. One of the recipes I got from my friend Danny here, I didn't like some of the stuff he did, so we changed a little bit, and we ended up getting Grand Champion with mac and cheese brats in the small diameter specialty class. And that, I mean, everybody's saying how great it tastes, and it must have, because there's none left, I noticed, on the chopping block in there. So that was really a special win. I've been doing this for 20 some years, almost 30 years. And this is the first time I've ever won 2 grand champions. So very proud of myself for that.
It absolutely deserved it. We took video, we walked around, tried some of the products, and that one made me stop. Like, I tasted that and go, oh yeah, that's something special. Like that, you nailed that. A mac and cheese brat isn't something that really feels like it would be a great mix, but everybody loves brats. Everybody loves mac and cheese. And you nailed that. That was delicious.
And you know, I bet it's been 10 years ago we tried the same thing, but we just didn't come up with the right stuff together. Our university is wanting us to develop new things. And I'm thinking at that time, my kids were all in that 5 to 10 age, you know, and what do kids eat? Macaroni and cheese. So I tried to get in a sausage then. I tried it, couldn't get it right, but we got it right today anyway.
Absolutely did. What else did you? You won 2 grand champions.
And also the Hot Link, which is kind of a new class and thing. We got grand champion of that. I took a lot of hint from my friend Gary Crane down here in Oklahoma. he got us to do these things, and we've done them before. We never put them in a red casing, but you have to for competition, so you don't get DQ'd. We've been doing that the last 3-4 years now, and they're not a big seller at home, but for somebody who wants a little kick and a sausage, they got it. And we've done really well today on it. I noticed on my flavor profile, I was way high on that one. So they must have loved the flavor of it.
Well, it wasn't
really spicy at first, but after it's in your mouth a little bit, then it explodes.
Yep.
So,
yep. Absolutely. Both of those, you deserve them. Absolutely. I tasted almost everything, and those were absolutely phenomenal. All right. So we're going to come back to, we'll talk more about Den's Country Meats, but let's get to Danny. What did you win?
We see we got grand champion in our heavyweight bacon. I think it was also grand champion. We got our sweet and sassy jerky, which is another big seller out in California.
So
in the Central Valley, which is Tulare, California.
Let me tell you how good that was. There was none left by the time we got around to the jerky table.
I wanted some and I couldn't even have some.
So talk to me about the sweet and sassy. What do you do specifically?
You know, that one we developed, I think it was about, so I've been in the part of the smoke cured about 6 years ago. So I'm kind of still the rookie. Jeez. And relatively new to this. Been in the business 19 years, but I wanted to get hot and heavy in the smoke and hams and snack sticks and jerkies and, you know, et cetera. And so I've been with friends, because Dennis is a dear friend to me, and John Froling and a couple other guys that are in the business, and they just took me under the wing and helped me out, and I can compete with these guys, and it's not easy.
I can imagine. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
One of the reoccurring themes, because we've talked to a couple other people, one of the reoccurring themes that keeps coming up is everybody helping each other out. And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's awesome to see. Everybody's competing, but everybody's helping each other out.
And it's true. I mean, like I said, I took Danny's recipe, modified a little bit, and ran with it. But, you know, even in the hall here afterwards, we're evaluating products, and Aaron from Duig Meats, who won the best of show, but he also had the best liver sausage in there, and I got third place in that, and I'm sitting there eating his and eating mine, trying to figure out what's difference, and he opened up to me and kind of told some of the things that he did and put into it. So we're not afraid, you know, to share what we do, because it's hard to duplicate something in my plant or Danny's plant exactly the way it's done, but yet most of us are all open to share anything. And, you know, I think there's close to 100 new plants here this year. And I hope that them people maybe watch this video or something and see that, you know, we're willing to open up to them, to share, to help them out. We're not afraid to see everybody succeed.
Anytime.
Our phone's open all the time.
So what do you think it is that creates that close-knit bond of willing to help each other? I mean, technically, it's not really the same, but technically these people are your competitors. There's a lot of industries where there's not a chance somebody would help somebody else out. So
correct.
What do you think makes this different?
It's like competitors, but family at the same time.
It is. I mean, I've been doing this for close to 35 years, and my competitors back home are like 17 miles and 18 miles away. And we go out and have drinks together. We share ideas, yet we share customers too, because sometimes I have the customer, sometimes they have the customer, you know, but yet we're willing to help each other out because we want each other to succeed. Because I think in this last year, through this whole pandemic thing, we've seen how important it was for us guys to survive. So we need more to survive, because during the 90s, we lost a lot of plants in the U.S. A lot of plants closed down, and now you're seeing more plants being built, and I hope they can all make it and everything. But I mean, this whole food movement that people want to see where they get their stuff from. Yep. They want to see something special. I mean, I can go to Walmart and get a mac and cheese brat or a chili dog there too, but it's not going to chase what's made at Den's Country Meats or Tulare Meats. There's a lot more love put into that stuff.
There's no question. We said it when all this COVID stuff started happening. The first time a mom went to the grocery store and couldn't get exactly what she wanted, and she went to yours, you were going to retain 15-20% of that business just because of the superior product and the superior service. And you're seeing that, I assume. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, like I said, when everybody was running out of hamburgers, so they started, I mean, I'm in a little town of 250 people, 60 miles away from Lincoln, Nebraska. people were calling and driving from Lincoln and Omaha, 60 and 80 miles away.
All the way.
But the thing about it is they was buying the hamburger, but in our plant, they were seeing all these different sausages that we made. And now we see them every 2-3 weeks.
They're coming down
on Saturdays, and you see them same people. Because, I mean, I pretty much know everybody comes in my plant just by first name, you know. But I didn't know a lot of these people that were coming in. But now you notice them, and you see them, and they keep coming back. Yes. So you know you're doing something right, when you're seeing these people coming back.
We did definitely gain some new customers, for sure.
We definitely did.
So your plant, how many people do you have?
We're a very small mom and pop, so we probably have max 6 people working for
us. 6 people.
We have 7.
Okay. Yeah. So you're both in that same size range?
I would say,
So would you consider yourself, I mean, this sounds almost like a weird word to use here, but artisans? Do you consider yourself that, or?
We're getting there. Okay. Yeah. We're getting there. Okay. After today, we must be a little closer because we are developing something that's better. Like I said, I've been down it for a long time. Danny's short into it, man. This guy here, he dived into it young and dumb, but he went after it.
Fourth year, and we got now with today's totals, we have 18 national awards. In 4 years.
Outside of AMP as well, or just in AMP?
So we have our state show.
Okay.
At CAMP, California Association Meat Processors. We have, I think I've been that 4 years. I have 2 best of shows and about 60 state awards.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's been going really good. Today, I was surprised. I brought 2 new products that I never made before. One was the mortadella, since I love deli meats, awesome. Right? Bolognese and... But mortadella is phenomenal. Yeah. Italian, I mean, it's with the fat chunks in there, mm-hmm. and it's hard to make, and it's time consuming, and we placed 3rd, I believe, with it.
So do you mind talking about the process a little bit on how you do it?
Mortadella, so the true mortadella is 100% pork, but different parts of Italy, they mix it up. They like to put some beef in it, so we go with a half and half.
50-50?
Correct. Okay. Beef and beef shoulder, and then obviously pork butt, and then... So they get the pork back fat and cube them up about quarter by quarter, I'd say half by half chunks. And then usually anywhere from 2.5-5% per 100. You got to blanch them.
Okay.
And so just can get them so they're not, I would say, crunchy. They got to be like a soft texture when you.
Sure.
And then you got to cool them off, right? And then you emulsify your product and then try to fold the fat chunks evenly so it
so
every time
everywhere.
You get a nice little slice everything comes out good looking, right?
That's you.
And then I'm not a big pistachio guy because a lot of people put pistachios, so I put whole peppercorns.
Okay.
And the aesthetics really popped.
It looks gorgeous. That's
why I think it really came through today.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people at home are probably thinking it's all about taste, and it is. I mean, that's probably the most important.
Correct.
But absolutely appearances up there.
Yes.
They care a lot about that.
Right. It starts with appearance, but then, your taste scores are going to be the judge of that.
Yep. For sure.
Another one we've been playing around lately, especially California, we like jalapenos, serrano peppers, a lot of Mexican food, I would say.
Sure.
So we've been playing around with serrano peppers, and we brought a serrano pepper jack cheese snack stick, and we also placed with that one. Along with our pepper stick, also won today. So, 2 new products that I never made yet. I feel pretty proud of that. They got some hardware out of it.
Yeah, you
it's
absolutely
awesome.
Should. So, you've been in it for 35.
Yeah,
35 years. Okay. Yeah. How did you two? Was it through AMP?
A mutual friend.
Mutual friend.
Yeah. Okay. And also AMP, which
AMP because we wouldn't know each other otherwise through AMP.
And then, before COVID, and then Mr. Dennis here voted me in board of directors. So,
of AMP? Got me,
yes.
After being in for 3 years?
Yeah.
Yep.
He got me in
well,
here.
You know, he's very go-getter. I mean, I've seen what he'd done in his state association and heard and stuff. And I thought, guys like Danny's what we need in our new AMP association. We need go-getters to go out there, and we need a new generation. I'm the older generation. And yes, I still believe and I still do stuff for AMP, but we need new ideas coming in here. And that's what I feel Danny can bring to the table.
Yeah,
even today, down the new election day, we elected some new guys in there young. And I think that's what we need.
We were talking about it on an earlier podcast today, but getting that next generation of you, getting someone to take over your plant, to have a passion for it, because that clearly comes across when talking to you and you about meat processing. Like, you get to do what you love. Not a lot of people get to do that. Real quick, you started out 4 years ago if you had to give advice to somebody who's in the same situation you were, opening up a new plant or taking over a new plant?
So there was a lot of new plants out here. And I know one that, you know, they brought 11 products and, you know, they were, unfortunately, they didn't get anything. I really want to, I'm going to talk to them later this evening. Not that to be discouraged, because just because you didn't place or not whatnot, go learn from your scorecards. And just because it sells in your shop, do not stop selling it. You know, that's what I've always been told. You know, you get kind of discouraged. You're like, you get bummed, right? You tried, you got long hours on this product and you get here and then you walk away with nothing. But no, that's just keep working at it. Read the scorecards, ask questions, ask Dennis questions, ask me questions. I still learn every day.
Everybody's learning every day. There's so much to try to digest in the meat processing world that nobody knows it all.
And, you know, at that stake, my son-in-law came into the business like 6 months ago, and he wants to learn. And that's probably why this year we made so many products, because he wants to get into this cured meats thing, just like Danny did 4 years ago.
And I see him. I'm glad.
And he's new at this, and so he's only about 30 years old, married my daughter. But anyway, so normally I bring, like I said, 8 to 10 products. This year we brought 25 because he wants to do it. So we started 2 weeks ago on this stuff to show him what it takes. Yep. And, you know, he don't understand yet, you know, what it takes to win, the fine details of your sausages that you make sure the clips are centered or there's no dirt on them or something like that. And he's learning that today. And that's why today after the awards, we went into the room and I walked him around and I showed him. And, you know, we go to these first place ones that won. And I said, this is why they won, and this is maybe why we're over here, you know, this is why. And, you know, that's how they learn, and he's into it. So I'm eager to see next year. This year it was pretty much me with him helping me. Next year it's going to be you, Seth. You're going to be doing some of this stuff, awesome. And I'm going to be in the bar drinking while you're in here working your butt off.
But, as
you
know, it should be.
And that's what it is. But it's good to see. I mean, to me, it's going to be my next generation moving into my plant. You know, I'm 10 years, I'm going to be going out of here, you know, and that's who's going to be taking over. So they've got to learn these things that we learned, and hopefully he'll learn them faster than I did. Don't take 30 years to learn them, but you know, that's what it's about, I think. And that's, and you know, and our AMP is, it's family businesses. There is not too many big conglomerates in this group. There's a few, and that's fine, but most of us are family owned businesses. That's what we are. So
speaking of the business, push Dens a little bit. Talk about it. Where are you? Where can people find you?
I'm down in southeast Nebraska, about 60 miles south of Lincoln, down there next to the Kansas line. Like I said, we've been in business about 35 years. We do beef and pork processing, wild game processing, and the wild game's probably what pushed our sausage business. We started making more items out of deer meat for sausages and exploring new things. You know, and about 5 years ago, I really got into the sausage business. We probably maybe 3% of our business was retail sausages. And I would say now that our average is probably closer to 25 to 30% of our business is sausage. We still kill and cut animals and process them out, but it's really flipped in our little neighborhood.
Okay.
Because we got people driving in, and you know, of course, COVID, it's really went up. But well, I don't know. We revamped our rooms down there about 5 years ago and changed things around and done different ways of selling things in the store. But most of our business is word of mouth, and we do advertising, but not very much. But people just eat it, and like I said, deer products, they get the deer and then they come back and they want more of our other sausages, and that's what we do.
So you just need to get them in the door, and then you
get them in the door, and we usually can hook them in.
Awesome.
That's for sure.
Talk to me about Tulare.
So Tulare Meat Locker and Sausage Company, we're Tulare, California, pretty much in the Central Valley, I would say, between Bakersfield and Fresno. Okay. We're a real ag community, a lot of dairy industry, huge dairy industry, actually one of the biggest in the world. A lot of nuts, a lot of fruits, a lot of trees. I mean, it's we feed the world pretty much. I mean, it's Central Valley. A lot of products come out of Central Valley. We're a mom and pops. I pretty much mirror what Dennis does. You know, we go out and we custom slaughter, cutting hogs, lambs, pigs, I'm sorry, beef, and then custom cut them the way the customer likes and takes it. And then they take home for their freezer, retail, sausages. I've owned it 19 years now. I started there when I was 13, but 6 years ago, I you know, being Portuguese, there's a big Portuguese community out there. I knew I can produce a great linguiça, which is one of our staples, right?
Yep.
And between my grandmother's and my mom's recipe, we kind of combined it in what, you know, for the our standards, right? USDA standards, you couldn't do everything, but it's pretty close for being commercially made. So that was why I was like, I need to start getting involved and get more into this sausage and curing part. Because we did hams and bacons, but it was minimal. The stuff that we butchered, that the customer wanted a ham or a bacon, then we would do it. But I wasn't set up for it. And I mean, I let it out on the line. We built a room and I just started. That's when I got introduced to these guys and started buying equipment. I mean, I pretty stretched myself out there, and it was either going to make it or break it. I mean, it just went from here to like, well, zero to like 150 in, well, 6 years. I mean, it's amazing for our little mom and pop shop, how much sausage we sling out the door. And our retail room is only like a 10 by 12 area. It's very small, but it's snack sticks, jerky. It's just nuts. We're getting ready to expand. So it's been really good. Hopefully when I get back home, I think we're going to have our engineering plans done. So it's pretty exciting stuff that's going to be happening. And
well, you got some hardware to hang on the walls now.
Yeah, I know. I'm running out of room. That's what I'm saying. I have to start putting them on the ceiling.
I'm building a new plant. Are you going to start doing more? No, I just need more room for my awards.
I just put it on Facebook, right? And that's what everybody keeps asking. Where are you going to hang those things?
Well, that is an excellent problem to have.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And can they find you online?
Yes. Facebook, Tulare Meat Locker and Sausage Company online, Tulare, California. Facebook, Instagram, and online. It's easy to find.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and post links to all your social media when we do this.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for taking the time, guys. I know this is valuable time for you, and you two are celebrating.
Yeah.
So we'll let you get back to that.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys taking the time for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Meatgistics podcast. To shop everything but the meat, head on over to waltonsinc.com. And to get your meat processing questions answered by experts and enthusiasts alike, head on over to our online community at meatgistics.com. Walton's, everything but the meat.